Okay, Rav Moshe, how's everything? Today's daf is Sukkah daf Nun Dalid, and again today's shir is Biskos or Fushlema for Tema Bas Malka, and we are here four lines down on Nun Dalid Amar Aleph at the two dots. So if you remember from the Mishnah, right, the Mishnah had said that an Erev Shabbos that fell out on Sukkah started Chol HaMoed, that's Erev Shabbos, Friday of Chol HaMoed. So they had blown, right, the Mishnah had said that the most truas, the most shofar blasts, or tekiyas, or truas that they used to blow in the Beis HaMikdash was 48, right? It was 21 on a regular day, and the most they could ever get was 48, right? They had Machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda, and Chachamim called it 21 and 48, Rabbi Yehuda calls it 7 and 16, but the math divides by 3, right? Because Rabbi Yehuda held that a tekiya is 1, and the Chachamim held that that's 3. But either way, they're saying the same thing, that it's either 21 and 48, but or 7 and 16. So that's what we had said on this Erev Shabbos that falls out in Sukkot on Chol HaMoed, so you get 48 tekiyas. So the Gemara says, one second, hold on. If you remember, the Mishnah listed them, but Lamaila Asiris Lokatani, but it did not list the tekiya that they sounded when they Lamaila Asiris, that the Kohanim got to the 10th step, or the people blowing the shofar got to the 10th step, right? Remember, it was at a teku as to whether it was 10 steps down or 10 steps up. But when they got to the 10th step, right, they blew the shofar, right, the Mishnah doesn't list that. So what about that? So Gemara says, Masnisa Mani Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, because it's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Shita, the Tanya is one of the Nebraisa, Shalosh Lamala Asiris. The Tanakhama holds that, yeah, they blew 3 times on the 10th step, but Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer Shalosh Al Gabi Mizbeach. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds that, no, that when they, what's it called, when they... unclear exactly when, but Pashas is when they put the Arovos on next to the Mizbeach, that's when they would blow the three, what's it called? It's not on the 10th step. So Omer Lamaila Asiris in Omer Akabi Mizbeach, Omer Akabi Mizbeach, in Omer Lamaila Asiris, and this Machokas is either or. It's not that you did in addition to, but it's either they blew on the 10th step, or they blew when they put, let's say, the Arovos next to the Mizbeach. Whereas this, my time with Rebbe Elazar Yaakov, was Rebbe Elazar Yaakov's logic. It's Kevin to talk about the Ptikas Sharim, because he holds that once they, again, we mentioned yesterday that they would blow when they opened the gates to the Beis HaMikdash. So Lamad La'asiris, right, again, we talk about the upper gates and the lower gates, right, if you remember from the Mishnah. So Lamad La'asiris, Lamad Yitaka. So you don't need to blow at the, when the trumpets reach the 10th step. So I love Sharhu, because it's not a gate, right, meaning he holds that the Iker is to blow when the gates are opened. So therefore, right, it's better to finish off, right, by blowing the shofar again when you get to the Mizbeach, right, for the Nisuch HaMayim, or finishing the Arava service. So the Rabbanan Savri, the Rabbanan hold, that no, given talk about Milu HaMayim, Agabi Mizbeach Lamali. The Chachamim hold, that since you're blowing the shofar when you draw the water from the river, so Al Gabi Mizbeach Lamali, so you don't need to blow next to the, what's it called? Meaning next to the Mizbeach. It has nothing to do with anything. Meaning, according to the Chachamim, again, at least according to this understanding, right? The Chachamim, right, the Iker blowing is for the Nisuch HaMayim, the drawing the water, the Nisuch HaMayim. Once you're coming to the Mizbeach, so what does that have to do with anything, right? It's not Shaykh to blow at the Mizbeach. So, therefore, it's better to blow on the seventh step. In Chanami, it's like a very random thing, but at least it's Shayach, right? They're going up the steps, right, to bring the water to do the Nisuch HaMayim. Okay. Fine. Ki Asar Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina Midaroma, when Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina came from the south, rather, I assume it's not severe that he came with the Mishnah, with the Braisa, really. Right, the Pasuk says that the Kohanim will blow the trumpets. You don't need to tell me that they're blowing the trumpets, right? Because the Pasuk, not because what else do you do with trumpets, but because it already said, right? Because it said, the Pasuk says that you should blow trumpets when you bring korbanos. So the Gemara says, my Talmud Lomar Yisko, so why do you need to tell me that they have to blow? Hakol Afidu Musafin. Hamufsafin token, that according to the Korban Musaf, right, each Korban Musaf, we'll explain in a second, right, has its own shofar or trumpet blowing. So what's it called? So Hatani Lu Amr Lu, so Rav Acha Bar Chanina taught it, and he said that Lomar Shetoken Kol Musaf is Musaf, right, as you mentioned, right, so to show that they are blowing You know, they blow the shofar for each individual korban musaf. So Gemara says, one second. Hold on. What about our Mishnah? Right, Erev Shabbos Shabbosuncha Chag Hayu Sham Arbay Mishmona. Right, our Mishnah says that the most shofar blast that you could get, right, is on Erev Shabbos that fell out on Sukkos. So Gemara says V'misa. But if you're telling me that you blow different shofars for each korban musaf, so why do you pick Erev Shabbos? Right, listen to Shabbos Shabbosuncha Chag. Right, Mishkachas La B'Chavish Nivachad. Right, you could. You just blow on Shabbos, right? Why did you have to tell me Erev Shabbos as an example when you get the 48? On Shabbos, if you're blowing for the extra korban musaf, that is Shabbos, right? You have Sukkos and you also have Shabbos, so you should also you should end up with 51. What's the math here? 21 on a regular day, and each korban musaf got 9 tekiyos, so that's 9 for musaf on Shabbos and 9 for musaf on Sukkos. That's another 18. That's 39. And then the 12 of the Nisuch HaMayim, right, so that gets you to 51. So what if you're telling me that that's true, that you blow shofar for both korban musafs, so that seems to be too many. So Rabbi Zeira, if you say token the psichos asharim b'Shabbos, because they don't blow when they open the gates on Shabbos, right, whatever, they don't blow when they open the gates on Shabbos. Apparently, right, again, since that kind of like tells people to get over here. So again, it's not a crucial part of the avodah apparently, and therefore, you know, they did not. It's not docha Shabbos. Okay, Amar Rava. Rava says, I don't like that so much. Right, man dalo chash the kimcha. You are someone, or who is this person who's not careful about his flour? Meaning, he's not ground. He's not sifted his flour properly. Right, it's saying he's not learned his Torah 100%. But chada, first of all, the b'chol yom tznan. Rami says that every day. They would blow 21, and that is kolel, right? That includes the 3 when they open the gates. The od, and so also, right? Inami kadadin ninu. If you tell me they're really only 48, so then inami. Another answer, another way to explain that the kadadin ninu, meaning that they're the same, meaning that this it would be the same. Ah, no, I apologize. If you tell me that they're the same, meaning that you would have 48 on Erev Shabbos, and you have 48 on Shabbos Chol Hamoed, so listen to Shabbos, so then why does the Mishnah pick the example of Erev Shabbos that fell out on Chol Hamoed? Just pick the example of Shabbos, right? So it would have been much easier, right? You know, instead of this random example, pick Shabbos. On Shabbos, we do 48 tekiyos. That's it would have been make more sense to kind of focus on the day when you have all these musaf and all this extra stuff. The Shmas Minatardi, and you would have been able to learn 2 halachos from the fact that they chose Shabbos as the example of when we blow the most kios. Shmas Minat the Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov. First of all, you would have learned that Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov is right that you blow the kios. At the Mizbeach and not on the step, because the part of the step is part of the Nisuch HaMayim, and they didn't do that on Shabbos. The drawing of the water, not the Nisuch HaMayim. The drawing of the water, right, they did on Erev Shabbos. So you would have learned that really they blow the shofar at the Mizbeach and not on the 10th step. You also would learn in Ravacha Bar Chanina that when Shabbos and Chol Hamoed is together, so each korban gets its own tekiyos. So that would have given you that information. Right, so they didn't do that. I mean, so therefore, Ela Marava, right, so it can't be what Rabbi Zeira said, if you should ain't token the Psychas Sharm Shabbos, because otherwise they could have used Shabbos as an example in the Mishnah. So Rava says, no, the answer is, why don't they mention Shabbos that falls out of Sukkos? You get 51 tekiyos if you tell me that you're blowing for both korban musafs. So Ela Amar Rava, lefisha ein token limilui mayim b'Shabbos, because we do not blow the shofar for any point in the water, drawing the water from the river on Shabbos. Right, they don't get any of those, and therefore Batsri Tuva. Therefore, you don't have you have much less. Right, there were 12 of those tekiyos for the drawing of the water. And therefore, if you don't do that on Shabbos, because you did it on Friday, right? If you remember, right, they drew the water on Friday. So then obviously that's not going to reach 51 at all. Okay. Gemara says, listen, Nami Rosh Hashanah Chayas B'Shabbos. One second. So why would, if you're telling me that every Musaf needs its own tekiyos, so why doesn't the Mishnah also list Rosh Hashanah fell out on Shabbos, where you also end up with 48 tekiyos, because da'i ikat flasim is often, because you have 3 korban musafs. You have Musaf the Rosh Hashanah, Musaf the Rosh Chodesh, Musaf the Shabbos. Right, that's and that will get you with the math. 21 plus 999 is 27. That gets you to 48. So why don't you mention that in the Mishnah that you also can do 48 kios on Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos? So Erev Shabbos Pesach Chag it's Yochei. No, because they needed to teach me that example of Erev Shabbos that falls out on Sukkos. Why? Lashminan because Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov to teach me that again that the Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov shita that when you're telling me that the what's it called included in. In the tekios of the drawing of the water, the tekios were done. The three tekios were done at the mizbeach and not on the tenth step. Okay, so atimik amar lisnei ha v'lo lisnei ha. So one second, but the Mishnah lisnei ha v'lo lisnei ha. Right? Why didn't the Mishnah teach both of them? Right? You could still have taught me that lesson and listed all the cases where you can get the 48 tekios. The Gemara says Tana v'shayer. So yeah, you're right. The Mishnah taught it and he left over examples. The Gemara says, what do you mean? My shayer de ha-shayer. This is the phrase that Gemara always uses. Right? If you only have one thing that the Mishnah left out, so that's not a good answer. You can't tell me, oh, the Mishnah left out some examples. If there's only one thing that the Mishnah left out. Right? The only other case that we just came up with is Rosh Hashanah fell on Shabbos. So why would the Mishnah leave that out? So Gemara says, Shire Erev Pesach. No, there's also another scenario in Erev, where you can get the 48 kios on Erev Pesach. Because on Erev Pesach, already you have 21 on the regular day, and you also have 27 kios for the Korban Pesach that was shevet. If you remember back in the Masechta, right, there were three, they divided into Am Yisrael into three kind of pieces, three shifts, three groups. Right now, they blow 9 kios on each of them. So that's gets to 27 plus the regular 21 on a regular day, that will get you to 48. So Gemara says, well, if it's Erev Pesach, so lav shiru, that's not an example of something that was left over. Tahamani, because who are we talking about? We're talking, this Mishnah could be Rabbi Yudahi, right? The Amar, Mimeim shall catch Shlishi, right? Lo hi gia lomar, ahavdi ki yishma Hashem, evne jahaya amamuatin, right? Rabbi Yudah said that the third group was very, very few. It was very, very small. Right? People, Baruch Hashem, is reason magdimen. So people always brought their korban in the first couple of shifts. In the last one, you would never get to the 9 tekios for blowing the shofar. So maybe that's why we don't count Erev Pesach. And we're back to our question, because on Erev Pesach, you wouldn't get to 48. And now the only two examples of 48 tekios is Erev Shabbos on Chol Moed Sukkos and Rosh Hashanah fell on Shabbos. So now we're back to our question, why didn't we exclude, right? Why would we only exclude one case of Rosh Hashanah that fell out on Shabbos from a Mishnah? So Gemara says, one second, Okimna, the Lo Rabbi Yehuda. We already just said that the Mishnah is not Rabbi Yehuda. Right? How did you get out of Erev Pesach, having 48 tekios? You said it's Rabbi Yehuda's Shita, that on Erev Pesach you wouldn't get the 48 tekios. Well, we already explained that this is not like Rabbi Yehuda, right? Our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that true tekiah, right, is one shofar blast, and therefore the numbers should be 7 and 16. Our Mishnah lists the numbers as 21 and 48. So our Mishnah is not holding like Rabbi Yehuda. So therefore, we're back to Erev Pesach having 48 tekiahs, and those are the two examples that the Mishnah left out, and therefore we can say Tada v'shayr. The Gemara says, yeah, it's a little bit back and forth. The Gemara says, no, I don't like that, because Dilma, hai Tana, sovrla kavasei b'chada v'palagle b'chada. Well, how do you know Rabbi Yehuda, right? The Tana agrees or disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda across the board, right? Maybe the Tana holds, like Rabbi Yehuda, that they didn't have 48 kios in Erev Pesach, but he disagrees. Meaning he holds like Rabbi Yehuda on Erev Pesach, and they didn't have 48 tekiyos, but he disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda in terms of how you judge the tekiyos. So finally, Elamai Shir, the high Shir. So therefore, we're back to saying that there's only one case that we left over, Rosh Hashanah, that fell out on Shabbos. So what else? What else could you possibly have left over? So that we could say Tana v'Shayer, that the Mishnah left out a couple of cases, and therefore it's not specific when it says, you know, when it picked the Erev Shabbos that falls out of Chol Hamoed. Shir Erev HaPesach Shechalios B'Erev Shabbos. You left out Erev Pesach that falls out on Erev Shabbos, because Alfik Shis V'Ayel Shis. Because in that scenario, right, Tachlis is, you would take even if you hold Rabbi Yehuda that you didn't get to 9 tekiyos for the third shift of Korban Pesach, right, and you only did the first three at the beginning of the third shift, and therefore what are you missing? You're missing 6 tekiyos, so you would add the 6 tekiyos of Erev Shabbos, right? Erev Shabbos, like we said before, that Erev Shabbos, that there were two times they blew the shofar, Tzkiya, on Erev Shabbos, they blew it twice, once to make people stop doing malacha, and once to tell them when Shabbos actually started. So therefore, the Mishnah left out two cases. The case of Erev Pesach fell out on Erev Shabbos, and the case where Rosh Hashanah fell out on Shabbos, where both those scenarios, we get to 48 tkios. Therefore, the Mishnah is not specifically choosing Erev Shabbos that fell out in Chol HaMoed, as opposed to Shabbos, and we can keep this halacha of Rabbi Acha that says that that each korban musaf got its own tkios. Whew, okay. Yikes. Vaita. Ve'ein musaf, mosifin, sorry, I'm thinking about korban musaf. Ve'ein mosifin al arbaim ushmona, you'd never have more than 48. The Gemara says, velo, really? What about Erev Pesach fell on Shabbos? Right, because the either Rabbi Yehuda chamshin v'chada, the either Rabbanan chamshin v'sheva. If you're telling me according to Rabbi Yehuda, again, who said that you only blew the shofarim once for the third group, so then you get the 51. How do you get the 51? The 21 every day, right? 9 korban Shabbos musaf, and 21 for the three groups. Of people bringing the Korban Pesach, meaning 9 in the first two and 3 in the last one. So that's 51. According to the Rosh Chachamim, right, who hold that they got to the 3 Tkiya blasts, they did 9 Shofar blasts for the third group of Korban Pesach as well, so then you get the 57, right, just add 6 more. So why would the Mishnah say 48? So, Kikatani immediately the Isi B'chol Shana B'Shana. The Mishnah is only mentioning situations that happen all the time, right, every single year. Erev Pesach, Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, right, and Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, right, the Lega B'chol Shana B'Shana, Lokotani, right, it doesn't happen every year, so therefore it left it out. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Erev Shabbos, Shechal Chag, B'Yisei B'chol Shana B'Shana, B'chol Shana. Well, what do you mean? Are you sure that every single year there's an Erev Shabbos that falls out on Chol HaMoed, on Sukkos? Zim D'lo Mishkakas Lei, right, when Yotav Rishon, the first day of Sukkot, falls out on Friday, so then you don't have an Erev Shabbos that falls out on Chol HaMoed Sukkot, because you're at a Shmini Atzeres already by the time the next Friday rolls around. So Gemara says, you're right. Kima kalina Yotav Rishon Erev Shabbos midchi dechinan, when they see that you know, according to the calendar, that the first day of Sukkot is going to come on Erev Shabbos, meaning when Rosh Hashanah is Friday, so they push it off. Meaning, Chachamim were concerned, and Gemara says, my time, but why? Excuse me, the Kema Dikla Yotav Arishon Shal Chag Dios Erev Shabbos, when it falls down on Friday, so then Yom Kippur and Imas Havi, one's Yom Kippur, on Sunday, right, B'chai B'Shabbos. Right, Hilkach Dechinalei, therefore, we push it off, right, we don't want what's called to be on Sunday. Obviously, it might seem nice to have it right after Shabbos, but, Rashi says over here that people would pass away, would not be buried for 2 days, and that's not appropriate. Rashi elsewhere, I wrote for myself a note and I can't read it. Okay, right there. Anyway, fine. So they didn't want Yom Kippur Tachlis to be on Sunday. And therefore, we push it off. Gemara says, "Midechinanle, really? You push it off? That's not what the Mishnah. Chel beShabbos kriven biyom Kippur, biyom Kippurim. Korba chalavim are fats of korbanos that were brought on Shabbos. You can burn them. Right? Usually burned at night, so you can burn them on Yom Kippur. Right? Obviously, the implication is that Yom Kippur is Motzi Shabbos. Right? When do you burn fats of a korban? Right? If there's leftover, right, you burn it at night." So the implication is that Yom Kippur is Motzei Shabbos. So there you see that they had Yom Kippur right, on Motzei Shabbos. For Amar Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Zera said, "Ki avinu be'Rav b'Bavel." When we were learning by Rav, right? When we were learning the Beis Medrash in Bavel, however, Amrei, right? I would say that Hatanya, one of the rabbis, say Yom Kippur Shachal Yosei Shabbos. When Yom Kippur fell on Friday, lo hayu token, they would not blow shofar. What's it called? Meaning that again, these shofar blowings that they would do when to tell people not to work and when Shabbos started, and with Motzei Shabbos, and when it fell out, if Yom Kippur fell out, not when right, not on yeah, meaning Motzei Shabbos when Yom Kippur fell out on Sunday, lo havim avdilin, they wouldn't say avdala, right? And divrei akoli, and everybody agrees to this. Meaning, no one, again, we're seeing examples here where Yom Kippur did fall out on Sunday. Now, when I went to Eretz Yisrael, however, was Ashkechei Rabbi Yehuda, Breder, Rabbi Shimon, Ben Fazi, Yosef, Gamar, Rabbi Akiva. Really, this is Rabbi Akiva's Shita, meaning that he holds that Yom Kippur is like Shabbos, and therefore, right, you should. Right, when Yom Kippur is on Friday, right, you should shout, you should blow shofar. Tachlis, right, but the bottom line is, right, we see a bunch, couple examples over here where Yom Kippur fell out on Sunday. Gemara says, "Halo kasha harabanan ha'achirim ha'achirim." Right, machlokas between the chachamim and the achirim and the others. Right, as the Tanya was learned in the Brisa, the achirim omrim, the other tamid chachamim say, "Ein bein atzeres la'atzeres." There is no difference between shavuos and shavuos. Meaning of 1 year to the next, meaning because they don't. Well, we'll see in a second. Meaning usually, let's just agree to the end, and then we'll explain. If ain bein Roshana Roshana el arba yamim bilvad, there are only 4 days between Shavuos I jumped the gun again. If it's an Uber year, if it's a leap year like it is this year, so then there's five. What does that mean? Meaning that between Shavuos 1 year and Shavuos the next year, right, there's 4 day difference on the week. Again, just the calendar is right 354 days. So that's divided by seven. So you're left over with 4 days. So again, if it's this year, I don't know, what is it? Rosh Hashanah falls on Tuesday. So it's 4 days, meaning it'll be four different, 4 days, what will it be next year? It will be, I mean, this is a different, it's a leap year, so I guess it's 5 days. Is it forward or backwards, though? I actually don't know. This is where my being bad at math does not help. All right, either way, but tachlis is, right, because 350 into 7, so 350 days, and then you have 4 left, or it will be 4 days later, meaning so that if it starts on Tuesday, it'll be Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, then next year it'll be on Shabbos, theoretically, or Sunday, because it's a leap year, but whatever, you see what I'm saying, it'll be, 4 days later, or 5 days later in a regular year, so basically, so how does that help? That's the Achirim, meaning the Achirim say, so Tachlis, what is that, what's it called? Meaning that you could get the first day of Sukkot being on Erev Shabbos because they didn't add, meaning they say that there's only 4 days or 5 days between 1 year to the next. There's no playing with the calendar. So the Chachamim could actually see that it's going to fall out on whatever day they didn't want it to fall out, and they would argue that you could add an extra day. And again, usually in a regular year, right? You have six full, right? Jewish months can be full and they can be not full. I forget the phrase exactly, but they can be 30 days or 29 days, right? Usually, right? There's six is six and six, right? If you just do the math in terms of getting to 354, obviously, if you're going to adjust, have maybe seven full and five not full, so then you end up with too many days. Or not too many days, but you end up with more of a deviation from 1 year to the next when Rosh Hashanah is. The Acherim say, no, you can't deviate that much. Right? You're not allowed to play with the calendar to the point where you're going to add more than 4 or 5 days, or not add, but distance one holiday to the next more than 4 or 5 days. The Chacham say you can't. So that's how it's possible that you're allowed to kind of play around the calendar a little bit if you see that there's going to be an issue. Okay, should we go weiter? This is going back to Rav Acha. We know what we'll call it here. Yeah, we'll call it here. Okay, fine. We'll go Mitzvah Shem weiter tomorrow. As no doubt you probably cheated a little bit and looked. Sukkah, the last daf is Nun Vav, right, Mitzvah Shem we do on Wednesday. That's actually a full daf, right? As opposed to the last few Masechtas where the last daf has been kind of like a half a daf. So we do have full days of learning Mitzvah Shem tomorrow and Wednesday, and then we can celebrate Mitzvah Shem. Have a great day or night, depending on where you are listening to this.